I forgot to plug last hour. We really need your support. The products, the Ultra Methylene Blue, you name it, are absolutely insanely good. You saw J.P. Sears. He came in here tired, really felt sick. He's a health nut. Took my Methylene Blue, felt incredible by the end of the interview. And he said, yeah, I'm taking another Methylene Blue. Didn't do this. In fact, I thought we cut a promo out of that. Can I have that, too? I want to air that later. Can I have the J.P. Sears? Put that on the computer. I didn't see it on my list. But we have the widest selection of T-shirts and hats and things at theauctionstore.com. They're really cool. We've got limited edition InfoWars shirts that are special, the 1776 line, that we need right now to fund this operation, plus they're historic. Here's a promo on it. Bad guys all over the world, the EU, NATO, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Democrat Party, they all recognize InfoWars and its history. Since 1997, when I started the website using that name, as being probably the most devastating weapon of truth against them. And that's why they've tirelessly attacked us, censored us, and tried to shut us down. But because you stood with us as modern Paul Revere's, as true InfoWarriors, we've not only stayed on air, but we've become more effective and reached even more people, not just here, but around the world. This is 1776 Worldwide. Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. We also have a new line promoting the 250th anniversary of the American Republic, about to show you in a moment. But these are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines. Again, we the people, that means you and I, literally are the InfoWars. We are the eyes and ears on the ground. We are the people engaged in the fight to awaken humanity and seeing giant successes. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Dozens of new limited edition shirts in the 1776 line and hats. I love this one. InfoWars. All gut, no quit. Remember all the times the last few years where they had the fake auctions and raided us and turned the electricity off and got overturned in court? Oh, we're still battling. We wouldn't still be here if it wasn't for your fight. I'm the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. And that's who we are. So you want to get this camo classic InfoWars shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. A lot of these new shirts and hats are totally new designs, but a lot of them are classics, but limited edition with 1776 on the shoulder. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. And there's not just the new InfoWars 1776 line of hats. There's things like this bad boy, just real clean, classic Americana USA. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And this is just a small sampling of the designs at thealexjonesstore.com. InfoWars is 28 years old. America is 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Again, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you all for your past support. And just let you know, it's up to you whether this continues on. The InfoWar lives on through you. I suggest you get some of these classic designs while you still can, because in the future, if they get shut this down, we're going to have big problems selling InfoWars named apparel. Could be your last chance to get it. Thanks for your support. Take action now at theauctionstore.com. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being part of the true heart of America and the resistance against the globalists. God bless you all. We'll be right back. Stay with us in 60 seconds.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this?
I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, as I predicted 33 days ago, this war is going to go on for a long time. Iran is not giving up. And now they're getting ready to go into Krog Island. Floating hospitals, hovercraft, drone lasers, Trump force ready to land in Iran. And what regime has in store for them? We're going to be getting into that coming up. But I don't like calling Trump a liar. I have fought. I have paid. I have been through hell. And we've gotten so much done with him. But he's going sideways. And it'd be like a horse you had for 10 years. Your favorite horse. You're into horses. Sweet horse, smart horse, fun horse. Feed it carrots, feed it apples. And then one day you're sitting there brushing it, and the horse just turns around and bites you right on the nose and bites half your nose off. Horses do that. And you're just sitting there, blood pouring out. You don't kill the horse. You just sell it. Well, Trump's an important horse because he can destroy the world. And so he just basically bit us for no reason. And we all know it's a terrible idea. I mean, we got polls out. 84% of Americans don't want ground troops. All these famous right-wing hawks that are smart that actually have been in combat say don't do it. Like the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and Eric Prince. And now they just relieved the head of the army and these other generals. We don't know why. I would imagine it's because they told Trump, we do not want to go into Iran. Let us explain it to you. But Trump continues to say they're trying to give up. Trump continues to say that they're going to make a deal. And then every time they try to meet, the Israelis blow them up. Happened again yesterday. And the Iranians are like, we're not meeting with you anymore. We're mobilizing your full war. We're keeping the Strait of Hormuz closed. Take your bases and leave. Give us $500 billion or we close it. We keep it closed. And Trump says, oh, it'll be open soon. Or then he says, no, actually, we don't care if it stays closed. It's up to all you other governments to fix it. It's your problem when Israel started it and drug us into it. And Israel won't even say they're going to help us with ground troops. But then the talking heads of Israel call myself and Tucker Carlson and others traitors and scum and Nazis, and Joe Kent's the leader of a white supremacist coup because he's against the ground war. What's he know? 11 combat tours, highly decorated, you know, CIA commando, head of counterterrorism. And what is that? I mean, you know. It's like, next we're going to ask Tom Brady how to throw a football. Who do you think you are, Tom Brady? Tom Brady? What's he going to do next? You know, ask Beethoven how to write symphony? Huh. So, as Trump heralds regime change, Iran's leaders remain hardliners. U.S. intelligence assesses Iran maintains significant missile launching capability, sources say. Well, do we need U.S. intelligence to tell us that? The last four nights, we've seen record missiles blasting countries all over the Middle East, including Israel, but they arrest you in the UAE, in Israel, and everywhere else. They've arrested now like 1,500, it was 1,000 last week, journalists in the UAE if they show a report on a missile coming in. But for some reason, Fox News is allowed to show it. And they're like, yeah, we got missiles coming in. They stopped that one. They stopped that one. Oh, they didn't stop those. On the, you know, you see mushroom clouds even in the dark at night. And you're like, And then, well, we'll come right back after that, this break. And Trump's like, they don't even have a BB gun. They have nothing. Stone Age. I mean, it's just like, what? I don't need the U.S. intelligence to tell me that the Iranians still have missiles. When they just launched the last 4 days, the biggest attacks yet. Do I need a commentator who's a boxing match going, wow, they got this fighter's got a lot of energy in the seventh round. You can see who's got the energy. Trump's like, we knocked them down. They have no energy. We want to pow, 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 pow. And yeah, we're blowing the snot out of them even worse. But the regime isn't falling. So 18-wheelers and boats being blown up, what's that do? And if Israel can get us to go on the ground, which they're pushing, we are fully trapped into this thing. Because if we start putting troops on the ground and they get repulsed or pinned down, then Trump is going to be like, oh, if I pull out now, I'm a weenie forever. And they know that. And he's going to fully commit. And then we're in full war, sweethearts. And when they bring in a national draft and stuff, the censorship is going to be unbelievable. So, and the totalitarians know they're pushing us over the cliff here. And I am trying to stop this. And Trump's presidency will be destroyed. They're going to hang him out to dry when this is over. He can still maybe turn back. I am doing all of this from a position of trying to save the country. U.S. intelligence assesses Iran maintains significant missile launching capability, sources say. Really? See, I don't need to go off assessments. Real intelligence is what is going on with your own eyeballs. Is that assessment true? I don't know. Biggest missile attacks the last 4 days ever? I don't know. Is that true? Headline should be, it appears Iran held back much of its forces. Iran missile supplies larger than previously thought. Iran more redundant than recently thought. Good God, people. As U.S. bombs Iran, Pope Leo takes aim at the idea of the God of War. Trump requests $1.5 trillion for military spending and says, sorry, can't help with Medicare and Medicaid. If you're going to do that, then at least don't say it. Oh, it's 10D chess. No, it's what he calls not caring is what I call early onset dementia. And look, when I've been working 2 or 3 days too much, at 50-something, I feel like I got, you know, I'm kind of like, ooh. And my family said, do you remember what you did last night? It wouldn't be something bad, but I'd like say something or do something. Like, I don't remember that. No drinking, no nothing, just exhausted. Work 20 hours. Do not make good decisions when I've been working 20 hours. He's 79. He's Superman. Nobody's not saying he's got a personal nuclear reactor running him, but he ain't Superman in the real world. I mean, you call him Superman, but not really Superman. Trump should really take a few days off and just pray and just think about this. Pray for President Trump, and I'm dead serious when I say that. Because we had repudiated the left. There's a global awakening. Populism is winning. We're in the fourth turning. Great things are happening, and I want to salvage Trump. I'm going to criticize him. I'm going to give it to him with both barrels, but it's from a place of love for all of us, including him. These people that were never Trumpers and said, damn Trump, screw Trump, I hate Trump, put Trump in prison, that's all his best buddies now. Yeah, we're running out of fertilizer, folks. A third of the world's fertilizer comes out of the Strait of Hormuz, about 32%. 21% or so comes out of Ukraine. Ukraine's basically been cut off. Now this, and we're in better position than most countries. They have riots all over Asia now. The fuel's already run out. Stacks of news on that. And again, liquid natural gas is used for making the chips. For the power plants they've got in Taiwan, where 80% of our advanced chips get made. I think it's like 90% or more. We've moved some here. I think it's like 85% now. It was like 95% a year ago. I mean, Trump's really making some good moves, but not quick enough. And they basically stopped chip production. Are you starting to figure this out a little bit? I think you are. Iran beefs up defenses, recruits children as prepares for ground war. And idiots go, oh, kids. you think a 12-year-old, 13-year-old with a grenade launcher and a machine gun that's trained on it is they're worse than adults historically because they just are fearless. Child soldiers are nothing to turn your nose up on. But people who don't study war think it's a joke. Hey, look, Iran's. No, Iran's got a million troops and a million auxiliary, and now they're calling up their children. No, when you see that, you go, these are some mean sons of bitches. You know, Miami, U.S. tank crews and Russian tank crews died when 12-year-old Germans fired phosphorus bazookas into their tanks. I used to always ask all these World War II vets or my grandpa's buddies when we go deer hunting and stuff almost every weekend back when I was a kid. We lived 2 hours from the ranch in Dallas. I had no idea how cool those guys were. They were all really, really cool. He'd been in the Army Air Corps, but most of them had been, for whatever reason, had been in Europe. Battle of Bulge, all of it. And I would always beg him at 3 a.m. They get us up. They're cooking biscuits and gravy in there in the shack. And I'm great hearing all these stories. And they're already playing dominoes and drinking whiskey at 4 a.m. About to go out. And they'd be like, here, kid, have a cigarette. You know, and I'd be like, tell me a war story. Tell me a war story. And they would do it every once in a while. And you go, all right, well, I was coming in, you know, there with General Patton, and we come into this town, and this woman looked like Marilyn Monroe, most beautiful blonde woman I've ever seen. She walks out in a beautiful black mink coat, and she opens it up so she could distract all of us. She's naked. And I knew what she was about to do. And I had the machine gun up on top. And sure enough, she then jerked in for her Luger. And he goes, and I cut her in half. And I'll never forget that beautiful woman sit there cut in half. Now, stop asking me war stories. They were old, nice old men to me. But when they didn't ever want to tell war stories. They didn't, you know, because it's not fun to go back and access that information. And they a few other times they said, and I was like 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. I didn't learn to shut up about it after that. But they'd be like, yeah, I killed little boys not much bigger than you. Didn't want to kill them, but I killed them. Stop asking about it. So that's what this is really all about. Oh, but the neocons. Oh, Iran's so desperate, they're calling up their kids. Yeah, for total war. So that's the reality of this, ladies and gentlemen. As Trump heralds regime change, Iran leaders remain hardliners. There's one of two things. He's either completely in dementia, which we're starting to see signs of, or he's lying to us. Which one is it? I don't know. Answer the question. A mixture of both? And then we got stuff like this. You know who the most unpopular country in the world is in Gallup polls and others now? It's Israel. You know, 20 years ago, they were one of the most popular because they were seen as the underdog, and then Arabs would gang up on them and all that. And I grew up supporting them. My family wasn't ever anti-Israel. But everybody now knows Israel's the bully. And Israel's in control of our policy. And so now we're tied to that. And guess what? For the first time ever, China, communist China that has 3 million Muslims in slave camps and harvests their organs, that kills political dissidents, that has had one-child policies. Communist China, godless communist China, is now more popular than the United States of America. By the way, America has not been more popular in global polls since Reagan, when Trump got reelected. The world saw that the propaganda actually liked it and was hoping for peace. Now America is the most unpopular since polling began. Communist China is now seen as the good guy. Wow, great job, Mark Levin. China edged past U.S. in global approval ratings. While neither country commands broad support, China surpassed the United States in global approval ratings with a median of 36% approval of China's leadership compared to the U.S. 31 globally. And Trump has a 33% approval rating with general voters. Lowest here, he was 56 8 months ago. So there you go, boys and girls. Absolutely disgusting. And we get more talk of this all day long. Make a deal before it's too late. Trump threatens Tehran again as Iran-Oman draft protocol to reopen Strait of Hormuz, which calls for the U.S. to end the war and pull out, which ain't going to happen. And then you got this, and I'm still trying to find out why, and I'm looking into it. But they already purged who they thought was bad, and they got rid of a lot of bad people and got rid of DEI, and I was all, hey, Egg Seth, great. He's smart, got a lot of courage, he's charming, he's got a great military record. But he didn't join with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs warning Trump not to do this, and he's too optimistic about it all. And so, not a good sign in the middle of this war to remove the head of the army, who was not known as some leftist. Hegseth, wartime firing of top general stuns officials. It's insane. And I bet you money, it comes out in the next 48 hours, that he told them exactly what the chairman of the Joint Chiefs told Obama when Obama said, deny the air to Russia and go into Syria. And the Marine Corps general, who's the chairman, said, we'll follow your order, sir, but that's war with Russia. On the escalation ladder, it moves to nuclear weapons within a few days. We'll follow the order. Didn't say no, no. He said, we'll follow your order. Give us your order. And Obama said, let's not do that. When Obama staged the chemical attacks with al-Qaeda to blame Assad, but the al-Qaeda operatives wanted to get money from back home, so they bragged, firing it, said, durka, durka, Muhammad Jihad. You know, the chlorine gas or whatever. But because I know the 17 intelligence agencies, including Defense Intelligence and the Army, told Trump not to do this 5 days before. That's confirmed. He still did it. And so you know it was that, you know the head of the Army was on there. And you know they're trying to get, 7,000 Army troops is enough? Well, send another 10. They're like, sir, we need hundreds of thousands. We already knew they told him that. And I'm sure Trump got angry and said, I don't like you telling me not to do this. Fire him, Hegseth. You know Hegseth doesn't do anything unless Trump tells him. So let's logic this out. People ask how I know this stuff, how everything I say keeps coming true. I got 1,000 data points times 1,000, but let's just, you're smart too. Come on. Trump is actually the president right now, but if you can influence him, you get him to do bad things. He even said yesterday, you know, I have evil people can manipulate me, and God, you're evil. This is your, Ben, you suck my weenie. Sorry, he didn't really say that. You know what I mean? Metaphysically, sorry. Get the clip. Clip 31 yesterday. It doesn't sound real. And I'm on the show saying Trump is influenced by evil people. He can be manipulated. And they go, boss, you didn't look at your full list. I didn't even see the clip. They go, he says that. And I said, who's he saying it to? And they go, we think it's Levin, which it was Levin later, we learned. And it's just like Twilight Zone music is cued in my head. I love people who are nice to me, even if they're bad people. I'll do anything for them. Like, it's like he's one of our airmen shot down in Vietnam, and remember the famous Morse code where they're like, torture, torture, torture. It was Royce White said a few weeks ago, he said, Trump, you know, blink three times if you're being held hostage. And I'm not trying to even give Trump an out on this. But it's just so bizarre. So Hegseth forces out top Army general and two other senior officers.
Wow.
Hegseth has fired multiple senior military officials, most notably General Randy George, U.S. Army Chief of Staff, yesterday. The Pentagon confirmed George's immediate retirement, marking a rare removal of a top military leader during an ongoing conflict. Yeah. You normally just actually remove him from actual command, but don't announce it. Other key figures include General David Hoden, Major General Michael Green, Admiral Lisa Franchetti, General Charles Q. Brown, Lieutenant General Jeffrey Cruse. Okay. So, what did I say 30 days ago? I said they're going to try to invade. They'll probably try to take this Kursk Island first. That's obvious. And I went and looked at assessments of previous administrations, including his previous one, 200,000-300,000 troops. Because, see, you can't just take that one island. You got to take all the mountains and hills up above it on the coastline and the other little islands right next to it. And I explained this weeks ago. I said they've got in-close missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, anti-ship, anti-tank, and they've got all this artillery they can just roll out, honeycombed everywhere. And they'll be able to keep the strait closed as much as they want. And it's such a huge geographic area, you'll need hundreds of thousands of troops. Trump came out a few days ago and was like, well, they can even close it with a gun or their missiles or their bazookas. Yeah, whatever. I said that because it's military doctrine, and I guarantee you the Pentagon has told him exactly that. And I bet you money the head of the Army was in there in the last few days. Look at, I bet he was in the White House, guaranteed, and said, sir, here's the facts. So you know. What was the last headline you put up? Put that back up. Iran rejects all U.S. demands and refuses to meet with American officials in Islamabad. Wall Street Journal. There you go. And so Trump wonders why oil explodes and the markets go crazy, because you keep telling people they've made a deal, it's over, we've had regime change. He said again yesterday, the regime has changed. What, you got other people more radical? I guess it has changed. It's actually true. Depends on how you look at it. But he means like it's good. He says they're willing to negotiate now. No, they're not. But don't worry, Lindsey Graham, who on his free time stalks children at Disney World with a 2-foot pink princess wand in his hand, and Howard Lutnick, that hangs out at Epstein's Island and lives next door to him and lies about it, they admit, and this is exactly what I heard from sources, but I saw on another show, Joe Kent just yesterday said, no, he's all basically all the military advisors, except the head of CENTCOM and Hegseth, tell him don't do this, but he listens literally to Howard Lutnick. Howard Lutnick, I bet you, does not know how to load a 9mm. He sure as hell doesn't know how to clean it. And I guarantee he can't shoot bullseye with the entire magazine like I can. And I'm not even a special forces person or a veteran. He don't know how to skin a buck or run a trot line. I bet he's never been punched in the nose.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors, because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigly, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research. And then go to thealexjonesstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding, eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner zeolite detox defense. Advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap.
through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners in the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber. Lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time. $30 a month. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything, thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now and share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true.
In all the world.
In all the world. You'll never find.
All the listeners and viewers who I respect and I appreciate to know you got a 100% commitment from me to tell you exactly what I think the truth is and nothing else. But I don't do it for you. I do it for God. When I tell the truth in my soul, I feel warm and good and close to God. When I even war game sometimes, is it best not to say this for the greater good, in just as it means, I feel the Holy Spirit start pulling away a little bit. And I'm like, ooh, no, just do what's right. That's the most sophisticated thing. Don't think about what it's going to do. Doing the right thing is always the right thing. May not be at the moment, may be painful, but in the end, it's the right thing to do, and things turn out better if you do. Now, I have not done a good job today. I've done a good job covering the news, about to hit the real stuff here, the hardcore stuff. But plugging. If I plug once an hour, do a good plug, we have money to run the operation. I get obsessed with the news. Most other talk radio, they plug every segment because people really don't listen to the ads. They listen to the segment. And it's this ad, that, fine, whatever. We don't do that. But when I tell you I need your support, I need it. I told you the receiver's not letting us pay the bills. The Texas state receiver that came in because they couldn't get the feds to shut us down because they got caught in all the corruption. And so the company's cell phones just got cut off. The ones we shoot reports with. The ones the crew works with. We've only got like 7 or 8 of them. They're turned off. The bill wasn't paid today. We were turned off last night. So they're flipping stuff off. The rent's not being paid. The money's there. The internet's not being paid. And I'm just going to ride this horse till it dies. Because I don't give up. But the Alex Jones Network's ready. TheAlexJonesShow.com is also the sponsor of that. And the system, we need your support now. And it could be your last chance because, you know, the InfoWar belongs to the people, but InfoWars.com, the logo, all that. We're going to fight it, but probably maybe even sell the shirts and stuff that have that on it. We have a new name. All this stuff will announce soon. Could be your last chance to get classic InfoWar shirts. We come out with a 1776 InfoWars Classic Limited Edition line. All the classic designs, a bunch of new designs, with 1776 on the right shoulder. That's there. We have America's Supply Coach, an idea I have, with kind of hunting dogs and guns and George Washington, and that's a line of stuff I design. People like that. I just, whatever I like, I think you're going to like it. I'm always right. Like, I had that Gulf of America shirt. It's just a classic girl in a bikini silhouette with a palm tree. Gulf of America, it's still the bestseller. We also launched another line they had the idea for, which is popular 250-year anniversary of America. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And J.P. Sears, who is an aficionado built like Schwarzenegger, on TV he looks big, but in person it's like, damn, this guy's big. He's got legs the size of an NFL linebacker. And, you know, runs, marathons, everything else, power lifts, everything. And he came in here, and he's been here many times. He goes, man, I feel like crap. I've been sick, but I still came in. Like, oh, I don't have a fever. But, and I'm like, oh, no, it's the allergy stuff in the air. Believe me, the whole crew feels it. And he said, all right, well, I wasn't going to do 2 hours, but I'll probably try to do it. And I said, hey, take a little of this. If you have methylene blood, he goes, yeah, I've had it before. It doesn't really do anything to me. And I said, take mine. And Sears isn't a BS, or he's going to just, you know, BS and agree. About an hour in, he goes, man, I feel like a fog lifted. I feel good. When he left, he said, give me some bottles of that. I told him to give him some, but the next hour came up, and I don't know if he got them. I hope he did. But every person I've given it to, Roseanne Barr came in here. Been here many times. This time she's like, I'm sick. I almost canceled. She goes, I'm dizzy. You know, I said, take this. She was bouncing off the walls an hour later. Okay? This stuff is amazing. Medical grade. Somehow Bigley got the best. I told him get the best. And everything that gets the best, but I guess the best of methylene blue. This company out of Florida didn't even have it for supplementation. They make it for, instead of doing radioactive iodine, they put in people's arteries for like CAT scans for surgeries for heart and the brain. They more and more use methylene blue and the most pure type. And we're like, yeah, the group we got is a medical thing and we're paying a little bit more, but it's the best. And I was like, okay. I had methylene blue before, didn't really feel much. I took it and thought I was going crazy 15 minutes later. Okay, it's the first time you take it is when you really look out. I'd take a tenth of a dose the first time. We had one crew member say, he can't take it, he thought he was going crazy. So, because it just unlooses your mitochondria, it turns on your electrochemical systems. So here's a short clip of what happened to J.P. Sears early in the week when he was here. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. I've given this to 500 people. Only 3 people didn't feel it right away. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
It looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
Personally, I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. I was telling you, I've had a little bit of a cold for the past few days, under rested. It felt like my brain was working at 50% capacity just felt slow. And now, what's it been, a half hour or so, it feels like I'm back up to 80%. So yeah, that's my experience. Feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them.
You, and be honest, I know you will be, because we're always trying to find a better methylene blue. If you've got one that's better, you said you've taken it before. Did you feel the same thing with the other methylene blue?
No, with other ones I've tried, I didn't have a perceptible difference. Yeah, didn't notice anything.
Well, I got to tell you, Bigly, I said, go find me the best. They said, this place doesn't sell it to people. They sell it for medical dyes for arteries instead of like iodine, radioactive iodine. They use this for tracking blood clots or something. And I said, okay, great. So you got to deal with them? I said, well, let me get it. And I've taken a bunch of different brands before. It didn't really do much. I was like, when I did it. And I was like, so they hit a home run with this. So you're saying you've taken, we didn't talk about this beforehand. I would just ask you, you've taken others before though, did not feel like this.
Yeah, that's true. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it.
Yeah, my understanding, you mentioned this, methylene blues, they're not all created equal. Some I believe are like a fish aquarium grade,
yeah.
But they sell it to humans. So what you found, I'm stoked to really...
Look, I love Bigly. Their rule is go out and get the best. Most of our products are private label. It's already top rated. So I said, get the best methylene blue. So I think we've got the best. JP Sears didn't even know this backstory that you all know. You just saw what just happened to him. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
So I'm going to tell listeners, the millions of you that are on the fence, why would I sell you something that doesn't work? Whatever the best is, I sell it. Whatever I love, I sell it. Whatever I'm selling you, I'm using it. This stuff is incredible. I would have sold it before, but I didn't get the effect. This does it. So great job for Bigly. Get yours now, thealexandstore.com. All right. So again, back to this. The Iran war. No one can deny that Trump is flip-flopping multiple times daily. It's not 3D chess. He was lied into the war. He looks at Mark Levin and says, yeah, I listen to evil people I shouldn't listen to. He admits Mark Levin is the final guy to convince him to do it. Tucker stopped going to full war in June of last year. I talked to people that were in the room, and I asked Tucker, and he said, well, I'm not going to get into sources, but yeah. How do you think I knew that Joe Kent and Tulsi Gabbard and Vice President Vance and all of them were in the room with Trump 6 days after Charlie got killed with Kash Patel, the soon-to-be-gone FBI director, and that Patel yelled at them all and said, you're not allowed to investigate foreign involvement? I talked to one person in the room, found out who else was in the room, it was like 20 people, called the other person I knew, and they confirmed it. And I'm going to just stop right there. Trump was told, sir, it's about to fall. If you go in, it's going to fall. He goes, but I'm told by the chairman that's not going to happen probably. Oh, they're just overly, you know, cautious. Sir, you're so bold. You know, you saw what happened in Venezuela. You can do this. And so Trump keeps saying, it's over. We've won. The strait's going to be open. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to obliterate you to the Stone Age if you don't submit. And the Iranians are like, F you. We're here. In a new quagmire. I know all of you know that. 80%+ of America's against ground troops. Call the White House. Call Congress. Call C-SPAN. Get a buzz going. We have to say no to this. Yeah, we've got one independent with Susie Wiles. Print that for me. Coming out. And I was told she was against it. In fact, I was told... Again, I told you this back in December. No, November. By people very close saying, hey, quit bashing Wiles. You know, she's not perfect, but she's screaming at Pam Bondi about election fraud investigations and indictments. She's screaming at them about, and I was told also, she was like, hey, you don't, probably listen to the Pentagon about this. So I'm not in their fan club or something. I just tell you people that I know that are in the meetings. So, I mean, very few people told Trump to do this, except the final thing, and when I do this, the Jew haters are just so... There's plenty of reasons to be mad at Israel, and we criticize them, but don't be retarded where everything has to be them. Like when I had Jimmy Dore on a few weeks ago, and I go, he's like, well, why did Trump do this? And I went, well, Israel's the main lobby, and they want it, and the Defense Department, you know, the defense contractors want it, and you know, and the globalist above that want it. Larry Fink wants it because it'll bankrupt the recovery, which is, he's on record wanting it. But I said the last straw was the crown prince that Trump really likes, who's arch enemies with Iran, saying, please do it. Well, it came out later that that's indeed that, but I was told that by sources. They go, oh my God, don't blame Saudi, it's the Israelis. I was telling you the coalition that wanted it. It doesn't get Israel off the hook that Saudi Arabia also wanted this. I'm just telling you the reality. Good God. So, it's like when it came out that LBJ engineered the attack on the Liberty with Israel, all the Nazis got mad because they said, no, 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 it's all Israel. Oh, is Israel ordered the Navy to stand down and not defend the ship? Shut up. Stop being mentally ill. So I just cover the facts here. And we know because I interviewed the judge advocate general over the secret hearings on it and the son of the admiral that got the phone call from LBJ saying, I want that GD ship on the bottom. And it's a congressional report. They ordered the jets back twice to not save the ship, but it survived. Interviewed the first mate, everybody. The son of the captain, all of them. Nobody's interviewed more than me because most of them are dead. You can't interview them now. Look at Jones covering up for Israel saying LBJ was involved. Of course he was involved. He set it up with them to blame it on Egypt and the Russians to go to full war, just like Gulf of Tonkin got us officially into Vietnam, 64. Do you know about that? So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's go to some of these clips. You know, I don't like agreeing with Macron, but Macron's being a realist about this. And he's like, because France is who first got kicked out of Vietnam. We went there to save their ass in Indochina. That's what was called for Vietnam and Ho Chi Minh. He says, I don't believe that we will fix the situation in Iran just by bombing or by military. Look at what happened in this type of operation in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Vietnam. The list goes on and on. And Libya and Iran and Afghanistan are cakewalks compared to Iran. 90 million people, three times the size of Iraq, dug in for decades. Not vertically integrated, but parallel construction. Built for you kill one, the next group rolls over. And Israel knew, and they admit Israel advised Trump to kill the mullah, saying it'd make him give up. A first-year political science student that just read a few articles about this would know. Killing their religious leader is not going to make them give up. It's going to make them... Just going up to a beehive, hitting it with a baseball bat, make the bees be nice. I'm just question here. Here's a question. If Iran killed Trump and bragged they killed Trump, or if Iran blew up a... elementary school with 1,000 kids in it and bragged about it. Would we give up or would we say nuke Iran? We'd say, we're just like folks, people are people, okay? So you know the answer. Give up or we'll kill more mullahs. And we kill the next one, they're like, let's go, let's go, let's go. Once you get somebody in that mindset, they don't back down, which is what the Pentagon told Trump. But Mark Levin and them want to make it about Tucker Carlson and Joe Kent and Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes. Like, it's just us saying it. Oh, it's these Nazis over here who aren't Nazis. Well, I guess, now even Fuentes admits that he's been tongue-in-cheek that Hitler was a big loser and out of his mind and bunch of other stuff. The point is, just edgelording on that, no, not Nazis. But the point is, certainly Joe Kent is no Nick Fuentes. And so you give the president a real assessment on the radio and TV or in person, you're a traitor when all we're doing is telling the truth. So here's Macron.
Iran is a very bad regime. No discussion about that. I disagree with them on a lot of topics. But I don't believe that we will fix the situation just by bombings or by military operations. Look at what happened with this type of operation in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Libya. We never delivered. Never. Even after 20 years. So you have to respect the sovereignty of people. If people want to change a regime, they want to react, step up, they can do so.
And then you've got Tucker pointing out this is the end of the American empire. We had to fix things, bring back jobs, restabilize, soft power to save ourselves, not go bankrupt. This is now triggering the increased interest rates, the bankruptcy, which is the globalist, and Larry Fink is happy as a pig, and you know what? He's grabbed victory from the jaws of defeat, he thinks, and looks like Trump's pig-headed, so it's done. And that's what empires do when they overextend. It doesn't kill you right away, but it makes you go bankrupt, like World War I. The British finance ministers, the British started that with assassinations of Franz Ferdinand, the Austro-Hungarian king, the Archduke. They said, this will overextend us. We predict the war will last 4 to 5 years. We'll win, but we'll go bankrupt because of it. It happened. So this is known. I can go for hours into this. I've had economists on about it. But let's just say it's a serious roll of the dice. And you see it's rolling the way I said it would. But I'm a Nazi coup leader, so, you know. Yeah, I want power in the government. Yeah, I'm hanging around Mar-a-Lago in D.C. No. I'm up on my hermit man in the wilderness base trying to get people not to destroy themselves, me along with them. So here's Tucker Carlson about the end of the empire.
What's happening in Iran is the end of American empire as we understand it. And that's sad. Boo-hoo. Empire's dying. But it's not the end of the United States. It's not the end of our influence on other nations, hopefully positive influence. It's not the end of our economy. It's the beginning of a very rough time in our economy, of course. But it's hardly the end of it.
And it's a fact. I don't just say MSNBC is telling the truth. That's why I hate the position where they can actually tell the truth now and be the good guys and Trump's the bad guy. But Iran did come and say, fine, we'll give up all our uranium and send it to Russia. Nope. Israel bombs you. Now, Trump actually took the deal, so Israel hit first, which is the scandal of scandals. So here's David Rode talking about this on MSNBC.
Iran offered to give away all of its enriched uranium during the peace talks. And hours later, the U.S. started dropping bombs. And The Guardian broke yesterday that there were British officials, the British National Security Advisor was present in Geneva during that last round of talks. The British were surprised by the Iranian offer. They thought it was credible. They thought the talks should continue. And the British were shocked when the Trump administration started bombing Iran hours later.
Now, notice what MSNBC did there. They know not to bash Israel. Israel attacked the day before, 12 hours to drag us in. Because Trump was going to hit on Saturday, decided not to, so they hit Friday to get us in. Don't forget, though, Trump saying, I don't want to hear about Medicare, Medicaid. We got a war economy now. And his new budget cuts it, which he promised not to do, which is political suicide in the midterms. And that is like a third rail known thing. Trump just lost the midterms. They'll probably lose the Senate. And you can't get your AGs. He fires Bondi, they now say, because she wouldn't prosecute anybody that persecuted him. Todd Blanche, buddy, is the one running it that killed it all. But you don't talk to Ed Martin anymore, so you don't know. He's literally got worm tongue right up sitting on his lap. And I'm supposed to just say, oh, God, 10D chest, do whatever Trump says. Oh, I'm not a Nazi sympathizer. I support Mark Levin. Yes, sir, Mark Levin, whatever you say, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just drive us off a cliff, you dumbass. With every former Israeli intelligence chief saying this will destroy Israel in the end. You lunatics. But Netanyahu has a normalcy bias for 25 years of victory. So now he bellies up to the bar to take on Godzilla. And Godzilla is the economic crises that comes out of this and the domestic crisis of Israel openly running our government. It's not just the Iranians, Dumbo. Have you seen how unpopular Trump is now because of you? Have you seen how unpopular Israel is? Have you seen what you've bitten off, what you've summoned? People go, great, well, finally, I don't want to get Israel. Walk through those scenarios, all you that want to destroy Israel, dumbasses. You're just as dumb as Levin. Stop it! Stop it! Forget which clip next. I gave you guys a bunch of clips. Your mic's not on. I barely heard you. Oh, yeah, 23, Trump. Yeah, forget your Medicare and Medicaid. We got, forget, you know, when you have a heart attack, and some forget your medication. You got a war here, pal. Here it is.
Because the United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too. They should pay. They have to raise their taxes, but they should pay for it. And we could lower our taxes a little bit to them to make up. But it's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things, they can do it on a state basis. You can't do it on a federal. We have to take care of one thing, military protection.
Oh, military protection. Go start a war and then tell everybody you go fix the Strait of Hormuz when Israel started it and act like it's everybody else's problem. And yeah, these entitlements are impossible, designed to bankrupt us. You got to phase them out like you said you would do and replace it. But now you give the enemy, and they're going to run that ad everywhere. They already are. Oh, thank you, Trump. More 3D chess, right? Uh-huh, sure. I'm going to go to break, and let's look at Jared Kushner. Because he is an Israeli operative. The Pentagon and the CIA believe he is an Israeli agent. Gee, you think so? I go to a pet shop and see a parrot, macaw, sitting there in the cage with, you know, red, blue, and green feathers. I don't need to know. Is that a parrot? Yeah, it's a damn parrot. Bunch of crazy people. And then Dark Journalist is coming on with the biggest news ever. Imminent alien disclosure. What's really happening? It's all coming up. Hour number three.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the info war today by going to TheAlexJonesStore.com and picking up a bottle of Zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.